This is Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America. I'm Gary Holt, and joining me is my co-host, Tina Mae Weber. Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
I'm doing great. It is a beautiful, sunshiny day just outside of Music City in Tennessee, and we're excited about the great guests that we've got on the show today. And tell us who we have.
Well, today we have a special guest, Eva Renna Ward with Hydro Horse. And then we travel to Allard, Tennessee and talk with C.B. and Bridget Bradshaw, owners of Honey Creek Horse Camp. And I'm really excited today because today we're going to announce the winner of our end of the year two-horse Hydro Horse system.
Oh, is that today?
Yes, it is. I'm busting at the seams.
All right. Well, that's going to be exciting. So we'll be announcing the winner of that great two horse portable watering system about midway through the show. And we want to remind our folks that the Saddle Up America is made possible by our great sponsors at the General Store. You'll find everything for the horse lover and folks that just love the equestrian lifestyle in the General Store on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. So grab a cup of coffee, and Tina Mae, I'm sure you're going to munch on something while we're doing this. But when we come back, we'll be talking with Eva Renner. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
I'm back in the saddle again. Now where a friend is a friend, where the longhorn cattle feed on the lowly jimson weed, I'm back in the saddle again, riding the range once more, toting my old 44. Where you sleep out every night and the only law is right, I'm back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yo, rocking to and fro, I'm back in the saddle again. Whoopee-tie-yi-yi, I'll go my way, back in the saddle again. I'm back in the saddle again.
That's R.W. Hampton's Back in the Saddle Again, and we're going to saddle up and head out to Fort Collins, Colorado, and welcome Eva Renner Ward to the show. Eva, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, Tina.
Well, we're glad to have you here, and, you know, I know it's a little chilly out in Colorado. What did you tell me the temperature was today out there?
The high will be zero. Yes, we have the fireplaces going.
Oh, gosh, it makes the 37 here in Tennessee feel pretty good to hear you say zero out there. So, yeah, we had a guest from Canada on a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Eli, what is the temperature? And she said it is minus 12 Celsius. And, I said, what is that in Fahrenheit? She said, I'm not sure. She said, but it would be cold. So anyway, glad to have you. Glad to have you on the show. We're excited to have Hydro Horse as our premier sponsor for our Legacy Club, and I know Tina is excited to tell us about the Legacy Club and announce our year-end winner in just a little bit. But before we do that, tell us a little bit about Hydro Horse and how the company got started.
Well, my brother was the world and national champion cowboy mounted shooter for several years in a row. And in his travels of competition, a gentleman approached him who was the inventor of the bracket and bowl system of our Hydro Horse. And he was looking to sell it. He was not able to promote it himself or patent it. So my brother called my dad, who was in his 80s.
Oh, wow.
80s, and he's always he's been a good businessman. And Dad saw the utility and value of it, and that there it was an unmet need in the horse world to provide water while you're traveling and trailering your horse. So he bought the invention and then got it patented. The next 2 years, we perfected the system and method of supplying the water to the bowl, and we patented that. And we located all USA vendors to supply the parts and streamlined it and perfected it, and we're ready to go.
All right. Well,
that's
tell us what exactly is the Hydro Horse watering system? Describe that.
Well,
for us.
We have, it's a bowl and bracket that mounts inside the trailer stall, and your horse just pushes the little nozzle, which they learn in a second. Horses are smart. And the water flows into the bowl. They drink when he pulls back. Even for a second, it stops. Just as quickly as he touches it, the bowls are made so they don't overflow or flood. Everyone asks me, my horse will play and tear it apart. Well, they really can't do that with the way these are made. They're anodized aluminum. They're so hardy. And if by any chance that ever happens, you only buy these bowls once. We have a lifetime warranty on them. We were at a show in Sacramento, and so many people came up and said, we're so tired of replacing our bowls in the barns or the corrals. Well, our aluminum anodized bowls, you buy once. And if something goes wrong, you give us a call, send us the old one, and we send you a brand new one.
Oh, wow. You can't get any better than that. You cannot get any better than that. So for our listeners out there, if they can visualize an automatic watering system that they may be accustomed to having in their stalls, this would basically be the same thing, but it mounts inside your trailer, so the horse has water as they're traveling. And then, if I'm not mistaken, you also can mount it on the outside of the trailer when you get to your destination.
Well, one of our accessories is the exterior kit. On the outside of your trailer, all you see is an almost completely flat mounting plate and a little brass elbow. That's all you see on the outside when you're driving down the road. It doesn't mar or hurt the look of your trailer. But you can easily detach the bowl from inside, carry it, mount it on that bracket, and your horse, when he's tied up between events, can drink on the outside too. And it also has an attachment where you can hook up a hose to it and wash down your horse or your trailer, whatever you need to do.
Oh, wow. That is cool. That is cool. I mean, a lot of times, you know, you get through trail riding, your horse is hot and sweaty, and so to be able to go ahead and hose the horse off right there is just a plus, to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
the convenience is amazing.
Tina May, you were telling an interesting story yesterday, because we chatted with Eva just a little bit yesterday in preparation for today's show. But tell me about your experience. You were talking about some kind of a bridge and how you and Eva met. Yeah, tell us about that.
Yes. Well, actually, I was hauling. I was in my stock trailer, and I was hauling my horse to Jamestown, Tennessee. And I was going through the way down through where Illinois and Kentucky and Tennessee kind of meet right there. And when I was coming through, there was no notice on the internet or anything else like that, but the bridge was out. And so I could not cross the bridge. And I was stuck in traffic. This was 100-degree weather plus, and we were stuck in traffic for hours, like 7 hours. We were stuck between the time that I left home, going through there and then being stopped in traffic. This whole time, I didn't have water in my stock trailer. And so I had stopped in Illinois at 4 different gas stations. And I don't know what the deal is down there in southern Illinois, but they had padlocks and everything on all their water hydrants. The people inside the stores, they wanted to help, but they could not get into the water that I could get water to my horse. And he was hot and sweaty. And finally, at the fifth place that I had stopped at, the lady brought a little bowl and was going into the back, and she filled up my, I had a bucket, and filled up my bucket so that I could get water to my horse and try to cool him off. And when I, after that had happened, I said, that was it. I was never going to have that problem again. I actually went online, and that's when I come across this Hydro Horse system. And that's how I first got in contact with Eva. And I've got one of these systems. It's very, very well-made system. Love the bowls. It's got also, it's kind of like a spill-proof bowl that really doesn't spill around. I've had water in my trailer, travel down the road, and there's still water in there. And I absolutely love the system. Not only is it a huge safety feature, I never again have to stop and open up them bars for my horse and try to, I'm only 5 foot two, and lifting them buckets up into those windows was a defeat in itself as well. Or going through the back, because I have two trailers, or going through the back with the stock trailer. I don't have to carry the buckets in there. I don't have to open anything for my horse to have a way of escape or anything like that. It's very much a safety feature. All I got to do is go in there and push the button. The other feature that I absolutely love about this is the fact that he has his own water. I travel a lot. I go to different states, and sometimes horses can be finicky on drinking strange water, and I don't have that problem anymore. I have it, and it's there. The horses can water themselves, and I want Eva to talk about this flow meter that she has, but the way that I have done it, the biggest question that I have is, and I'm one of these people, I want to know how much my horse is drinking, because that's a very important thing to pay attention to. And so I actually turn off the motor when I'm traveling, and when I stop to give him a rest or get gas or whatever, I will fill up the water. That way I keep track of how much my horse is drinking. I am aware of that. Some people can leave it on and the horse can water themselves, and she does have a way to monitor that as well. I believe it's an option. Is that correct, Eva?
Yes, it's one of the accessories. It's called a flow meter, and we install it right in the plumbing that goes down to the bowl where the horse can't get at it or tear it off or something. Mm-hmm. And it measures to the exact liter how much that bull, horse, and that is consuming. So you do, we can measure it exactly.
Oh, that's cool. Well, that's cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah,
that's
a lot of
the safety features and the fact that I have my own horse's water, I don't have any worries anymore with my traveling, where I'm going, for them drinking, being finicky on water or anything. I have no troubles, and I absolutely love the package for the outside mount, because I do, I'll mount it out there, and my horses, I tie my horses out there, they have free access to their water, it's perfect. And many times, I go to a lot of charity rides, and a lot of times these charity rides, they're not necessarily at a campground where you have access to water, they're in open fields. And I'll tell you what, I go out there and I just have that little button and my horses water themselves, I have people just drooling over the system. But it is very nice, very convenient. Kind of made me a little lazy, but, you know, I'm loving it.
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
No, I was just going to ask, as you two ladies were talking, how much water can you actually carry on your trailer? You have a tank that's, you know, holding the water.
Yes.
What size
we
tank
have
is
two
that?
Tanks. We have two size tanks available, a 39-gallon and a 48-gallon. Now, we did a trailer for 8 horses once. We outfitted it, and they actually took 2 39-gallon tanks, and we fixed it so that when one tank empties, the other one starts, and because they traveled long ways. So there's a variety of ways to provide the water that you need for the kind of trailering you do.
Okay.
I was going to say something. I was going to suggest a lot of people, when they talk about watering, they talk about the dehydration and they talk about possible colic. The biggest danger of dehydration. And there was some research done at the Atlanta Summer Olympics where they found that trailering your horse, just him standing there while you're driving down the road, is the equivalent to moderate exercise, not minimum, not average, but moderate, close to strong or heavy. And the heat stress they go under is affecting their performance, their muscle tissue. It may shorten the performance years you get out of your horse. Like, you might arrive at your destination and they get hydrated and they perform well, but it may shorten the lifespan of their performance because it's deteriorating the muscles. And it's really unusual. It's a lot more important than we realized until they did this research.
Wow, wow. Well, that's just another plus, another reason to have a hydro horse system in your trailer. You know, we're going to take just a break. We're going to talk some more about the system itself and some different things that you have going on, Eva. But, Tina Mae, we don't want to announce the winner yet. But tell folks, yeah, we're gonna tease people just a little bit. But tell us about the Legacy Club.
Absolutely. Our Legacy Club is our thank you to our members. It's free, and all members get discounts from our Legacy Club sponsors and campgrounds. You're also entered into our drawings for free prizes, like our end-of-the-year drawing from our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse, for a two-horse Hydro Horse system that we will be announcing soon. So it is something that we want to share with our listeners. It's a big thank you. We've got Legacy Club sponsors. They get discounts, and it's just and the membership is free.
And how do they enroll?
They can go to www.equestrianlegacy.net and go to the Legacy Club membership.
All right. Well, we're going to take just a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to announce the grand prize winner of this year's drawing for our Legacy Club members. But right now, we want to take just a quick break, and we'll be back to announce that winner in just a moment. Equestrian Legacy Radio's National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation is June 4th through 6th. It's more than a trail ride. In addition to 120 miles of trails at the beautiful Circle E Guest Ranch outside Nashville, Tennessee, this year's event features two nights of concerts with the legendary Michael Martin Murphy, Templeton Thompson, and the Sawdust Brothers, Craig Cameron's Extreme Cowboy Association National Championship, the Cowboy Up Ball, Vendor Row, Cowboy Church, and more. For details, visit our website at equestrianlegacy.net. That's Equestrian Legacy Radio's National Trail Ride to benefit the Fiona Rose Murphy Foundation, June 4th through the 6th.
She comes down from Yellow Mountain on a dark flat land she rides, on a pony she named Wildfire, with a whirlwind by her side. On a cold Nebraska night, they say she died one winter when there came a killing frost, and the pony she named Wildfire busted down its stall. In a blizzard he was lost. Of the moon, I planted but there came an early snow. There's been a hoot owl howling by my window now for 6 nights in a row. She's coming for me, I know. And on wildfire, we're both gonna go. We'll be riding wildfire. We'll be riding wildfire. We'll be riding.
Michael Martin Murphy's Wildfire, and be sure to put on your calendar the National Trail Ride in June and see Michael Martin Murphy in concert and ride the trails with him. So it's going to be a great event. Tina May?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Wait a minute.
Do we have I hear the drum roll. I hear
the
drum roll. I hear the drum roll. So who is our winner for the Hydro Horse 2-horse portable watering system?
Our winner from our premier
Wait.
Don't you do that to
me. We'll take another quick break. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
you're going to get bad email. You got me all messed up now. From our premier sponsor, Hydro Horse, for a 2-horse Hydro Horse system is Jerry Carey of Tennessee. Congratulations, Jerry. You're going to love it.
All right. So Jerry Carey of Tennessee is the winner of our year-end drawing for the Hydro Horse watering system. And Eva, thanks for being our premier sponsor and providing that. So we appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Well, I expect Jerry will be a tickled cowboy when he gets that, and so we'll be contacting Jerry if he's not listening and get his address, shipping address, so we can get that out to him. But let's talk more about the Hydro Horse system. And Tina May, you've traveled around with this in your trailer. What kind of responses are you getting from folks that are out there?
They're drooling.
Are they sneaking around your trailer at night trying to, you know?
Well, it's funny because when I go places, I kind of started getting people that really want to, you know, to park next to me when it's an open field, because I like to share my system so that they don't have to carry buckets any long distance. And I got a 39-gallon water tank, and I have my one horse, and so I share it with my neighbors. And then everybody else, they just, you know, they gather around. They want to see how it works. And when I show them how easy it is and I show them how the horse can do it themselves, you know, and they just absolutely love it. And the fact that, you know, when horses are finicky with strange water, because, you know, water tastes different in different areas. You know, there's different minerals in the ground and things like that. And this really, health-wise, helps, you know, keep them hydrated, which is so important. Sometimes I don't think people realize how important it is to keep your horse hydrated. it doesn't make them, you know, any kind of nervous. The colickiness and everything else like that, but being at strange places when your horse doesn't want to drink water, you've got your water from home. You've got it there with you, and the horse will drink it. And the convenience and the way that it's made, not only is this a great idea, it's how it is made and how they perfected it and how they have it put together. It is a wonderful system, and, I mean, it's just something that I can't talk enough about it. I highly recommend it for anybody that does any kind of traveling, whether it's trail riding or just traveling. These people that haul horses for a living, this is a great system for those places, and anybody that does competition. You know, they've got the water from home. You don't want your horse to have, you know, any kind of belly aches or any kind of stress with competition either. So I think it's a must-have. It is a must-have, and I absolutely love the system. And I just thank Eva so much, you know, for them having a system out there.
All right. Well, Eva, tell us how can we find the Hydro Horse system?
Well, I really suggest, it's really hard with just words to paint a picture that people can see, but our website, hydrohorse.com, you can see all the parts. You can look on the product section, and it has pictures of a lot of the lead-free brass components and the Aquapex tubing. Everything, every single part of the system is FDA food grade, safe for your horse. And they can see the pictures. There's a number, our office, our 800 number, our 888 number is 888-960-7960. You can call our office or you can look under the sales or how to buy. And our sales staff is listed there. There's some dealerships that you can get it through. They can call here at our main number, and I will direct it to the right people, get the message. And we ship, it's all made in Fort, most of it's made in Fort Collins. It's shipped from here, and we ship within 7 days of the order, of receiving the order.
All right, so that's pretty exciting. You can also go to our website, EquestrianLegacy.net, and on our homepage, there's a video that shows how the Hydro Horse system works, and then go to our Legacy Club sponsors, and there's a link right there to Eva's website. So really easy to find them, and that's EquestrianLegacy.net. You can go connect with them right from our website as well. One of the things, too, that we wanted to talk about is the ease of installation on this, because you ship the system, but you told me that even somebody like me could put this together.
Well, that's true. We have an installation manual, and every single step has its own picture to explain, to make it simple. And except for the little bit of electrical work, which I haven't learned how to do yet, I can install the entire system, and I'm 5'2". And, you know, I'm past retirement age, and I go out there and have done it for customers who've brought their trailer over to my place and taken off for the day, and my husband and I have installed the systems right here. And it is easy to do. There are dealerships, though. You can call your local trailer dealership and have them contact us or have us ship the system to them. If you're not a do-it-yourselfer, we have shipped many systems to a customer's local dealership or handyman, and with the manual, and they have done it themselves. That's not been a problem.
All right, that's pretty cool. Now, there's also something else that's pretty exciting going on, and maybe some of our listeners have seen the ABC program Shark Tank. And you're getting involved in that, aren't you?
Yes, we have our application in, and they take the systems or the ideas that have the most votes. So anyone that wants to go on SharkTankZone.com, and you'll see us listed under the top products during the last 30 days, and vote for us. That would be great.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. I'm going to reach out to our listeners and ask them to go vote on this. I'd love to see them on Shark Tank and get this going. You know, just get the word out. This is a great system, and I highly encourage, please, if you go out there, go on there, vote for them. Let's get them on Shark Tank, and let's watch them.
Well, and I think one of the big things about that is aid in distribution and marketing. And you've worked on this for quite some time, several years that you've perfected this, but you actually only started taking this to market sometime mid-year this year, didn't you?
Yes, we went to an event in East Fork, Tennessee, and then we went to the Horse Expo in Sacramento. And we were chosen one of the top two new products at the expo. And that was very exciting. However, we do need some help in being able to market and distribute. Like I said, my dad is just turned 89. And it's kind of me doing the legwork and my husband. And we want to market it, and we're kind of at a standstill right now learning how to do that. One of the real benefits has been advertising on your program, and we really appreciate and like that opportunity. That has been great to be on Legacy Radio.
Well, thank you.
And Tina May has helped in getting the word out, and we just appreciate those efforts. And hopefully, if going on Shark Tank, we can get some help in marketing and getting the word out about
okay,
the course.
And that website again was, did you say sharktankzone.com?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Sharktankzone.com is the website there, and you can find a way to vote for Hydra Horse to be on that show. And I don't know, if I got on that show, I think my knees would be shaking. I've seen that thing a time or two, and they ask a lot of a lot of pointed questions, but good luck to you on that. And
thank you.
Jerry Carey is going to be one excited cowboy, I think, when he gets his system. So I'm sure he'll be a good advocate to spread the word and share with people. And Tina May is going to be bragging and showing that thing off when she comes to Tennessee the first week in June. So I expect there'll be a lot of people. Maybe Eva might even show up. That would be a lot of fun. But any final thoughts that you'd like to leave with us?
Well, I just know that horsemanship has come a long way. There's a lot of technology that we're using to take better care of our horses. And yet the one thing that hasn't changed in 100 years since we've been toting them on wagons and rafts and trains is that we're still hauling buckets. So we're bringing... bringing this in the 21st century, and I think it will explode once people find out about it.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, and appreciate you being our premier sponsor for the Legacy Club. Congratulations again to Jerry Carey. And Eva, thanks for your taking your time to be with us today. And I guess I'll say I'm glad I'm not in Colorado with that zero-degree temperature, but as long as you've got a big cup of coffee and a warm fire, I expect that's okay.
We're making it through.
All right.
Thank
well,
you very much. This has been fun.
It has been fun. Look forward to talking with you again.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye, Tina.
Bye, Eva.
All right, and so we're going to go from Colorado to the Upper Cumberland area of Tennessee when we come back and talk with Bridget and C.B. Bagshaw. And we'll be visiting Honey Creek Horse Camp. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
He was the new kid on the circuit, gold buckles in his eyes. But the horse he drew was plenty rank, and much to his surprise, he did a double backflip, landed on his head. This old cowboy limped out in the ring, leaned over him and said, "You better cowboy up when you get thrown down. Get right back in the By the end of last season, he said he was among the best. So he proudly called the girl back home, hoping she would be impressed. But her mama said she married the guy he used to call his friend. And before the first tear could fall, these words came back again. You better cowboy up when you get so down. Get right back in the saddle.
South Fork in East Tennessee, and want to welcome to the show Bridget and CB Bagshaw. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Oh, we're good. Excited about the show today.
Well, we're excited to have you on and talk about Honey Creek Horse Camp and everything that there is to see and do in the Big South Fork, which is one of my favorite places, or it is my favorite place to ride. But you guys have kind of starting a new adventure in life with Honey Creek. Tell us a little bit about how you got started with horses and how you came to acquire Honey Creek Horse Camp.
Well, I have always grown up with horses and have always loved them and kind of got away from them. And in the meantime, I had a dream that I wanted to move to Montana. But with family and schools and churches and everything else involved, that wasn't going to happen. So the next best thing was to buy a horse camp in Big South Fork, and that's what we did.
Mama didn't want to move to Montana. It was too cold.
Well, I know you were listening to part of the show with Eva on there, but it was 0 degrees in Colorado today, and they're kind of up toward the Montana border. So you can be thankful you're in Tennessee on this Tuesday morning.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, tell us a little bit about how Honey Camp Honey Creek Horse Camp. Thank you very much. Honey Creek Horse Camp came to be. And a little bit about your facilities there.
Well, they closed down a little over 2.5 years ago, and it has just kind of set. When me and my husband decided every fall for the last few years that me and him took a just adult horse trip, gone 3 or 4 days. So this year when we were looking at where we wanted to go back, because South Fork is always our favorite, we've stayed at pretty much every campground over there. And when he was looking, he said, Honey Creek's for sale. And I said, okay. He said, no, Honey Creek's for sale. And I said, okay. He said, why don't you call about it? I said, really? He said, yes. So we talked with our kids, and they were all more than excited. So we called, we went and saw it 2 days later, and we closed 28 days later.
Oh, wow.
And opened the next weekend. So it has been a whirlwind of a turnaround, but we've had so much family help. True West has been a huge help to us trying to get things up and started, giving us ideas of where we needed to call and go to get stuff. Everybody has just been, we've had so much support from the community, excited for us to reopen it and have a family in there. So we're just very excited and very grateful for everybody that's helped us.
Well, that is exciting. And for folks that are listening that may have been up to the Big South Fork and are familiar with that area, and then, of course, for folks that are listening that have never been and are going to put that on their bucket list after the show today, how do we find the Big South Fork, and how do we find Honey Creek if we're coming, for example, from Nashville?
We are 15 minutes from Jamestown, Tennessee. We're an hour from Crossville north, 2.5 hours from Nashville, and an hour and 30 minutes from Knoxville. When you come up to the Cumberland Plateau and head towards Jamestown, Honey Creek is actually located on the southern side of the Big South Fork. Our trails and everything are on the south side of the O&W Railroad bed, which is kind of what split the plateau.
Right.
You have your north side over towards 297, excuse me, and then you have us on the Jamestown side.
Okay, so if folks are coming out of Nashville, they take Interstate 40 and can either get off at Monterey, or if they can go on up to Crossville and get off on Highway 127 and go straight up that.
Exactly, either one.
All right, and then you would go toward Alert, Tennessee, off 127, which is back off to the right, and then pretty easy to find you that way. But there is a big difference, because there are two sides to the Big South Fork, and a lot of differences in the sights and the things that you can see. And let's talk about how Honey Creek is situated, what your facilities are like, and then some of the sights that you get to from your campground.
Mm-hmm. We have 42 camping sites that have water and electric on all of them. We have a central dump station. We also have the little buggy cart that if you want to stay with us for extended time, we can dump your tank without you having to disconnect and move. We have 40 stalls. We have a Cowboys and Cowgirls bathhouse that each has 3 showers and 3 stalls. We've just closed in our little pavilion, so now we have, not real pretty, but it does what it needs to do, so we can get out of the rain and the weather. But we have, our biggest perk is we have 3 trailheads directly from camp. We are adjacent to the Big South Fork. There's no riding down the road, riding, you know, an hour to get into the park. You are 15 minutes from Double Arches, which is one of the bigger sites that everybody loves to see. The Needle's Eye, or Hole in the Ridge, which some of the locals call it, mm-hmm. You know, you are less than an hour, if you gate 30 minutes, from the Needle's Eye.
Okay. Well, one of the neat things about Honey Creek is that you just ride right out of the campground onto a nice graveled road, and then down that, and it just takes you to all the trailheads. I mean, it's very easy to get there. I think probably the easiest campground to get right to trails, and just a real plus. For folks.
As a trail rider, that is something that's so important to me, and it sounds like you have got the location to hit these trails. And then the South Fork is huge, and we've had other guests, you know, within the South Fork, but it's so huge. You got all different areas and everything, and it sounds like your place is right there in a good location to hit these great trails with all these great sights to see from your campground. So that is something that's really important to me. And I want to talk also. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, the way our camp is set up, in the back of it, we have a really large cul-de-sac. So big rigs, even semi-sized rigs, have a spot where they can go all the way down and turn around to get into a spot. So it's really set up very well for the ease for the campers.
So you accommodate big rigs. That's also important because a lot of people that have these bigger rigs can't go to some campgrounds because they just don't have the space for it. So that's awesome. And you guys are open all year round, correct?
Yes, ma'am. We're open all year. From December 15th to the 1st of March, we are reservation only because of the weather being unpredictable as much. But during the spring, summer, and fall, we're open year-round.
Great. And as far as I'm going to talk about the trails a little bit, because keep in mind that we have people that may not have been in the Big South Fork area that could be listening. Let's talk about the ease of the trails. If you have what type of riders, if you've got moderate and some extreme and then some easy trails, and tell about the terrain so that people know what they're going to deal with when they come there.
Okay, most of the trails are sandy and rocky mix, so it's pretty decent footing for horses. There are trails that are easy for a beginner, and then, of course, you've mm-hmm. got the moderates, and then you've got the extreme people, kind of like myself, that like the thrill of the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
We got a good mix of everything, but the majority of the trails are open. You can ride side by side, even as much as 3 to 4 horses all together in places.
Oh, that's great.
Well, we discussed yesterday, and I think we decided that Tina May would ride with you, CB, and I'm going to ride with Bridget because Bridget and I kind of like the reasonable trails. You know, we like to be reasonable people on our horses when we're out riding. But talk to us a little bit about some of these sites to see, because Bridget had talked about the double arches and the needle's eye. What are those, and are those separate trails that you take to get to each of those?
Well, the double arch is a type of cave, a sandstone rock formation that when you come to it, you actually ride over the top of it, and then you turn to your right and go down a slight incline, and then you look up, and you're underneath this cave where you had just ridden over the top of it. But when you first do it, you have no idea that you're riding on top of what you're fixing to go down into. It's not real hard. It's an easier trail. The double arch, it would actually be on the way to Needle's Eye and even the Panther Creek Trail.
Okay. And the Big South Fork is... Big South Fork is known to have some of the most amazing sandstone formations in the country, and certainly in the Southeast. So, you know, you'll see a lot of photographs that show up in the publications, and in the National Park Service will have photographs of these amazing formations that have been created over thousands of years. And they really are destinations for people to take off and go see and take photographs and bring back for great memories. But talk to us a little bit about the Needle's Eye. I've been down there. Tell us a little, describe that for us. The ride down there and what it's like when you get there.
Well, the Needle's Eye, the ride to it, there's maybe one section of about 50 feet where there's larger rocks in the trail. It's not hard. You just slow down in that area and keep going. And then once you get to the Needle's Eye, there's a high line there, and I think there's 2 picnic tables set up where you can tie your horse up and have your lunch or your snack or whatever you may have with you. And then you have a little hike into the cave. And I say little, probably 20 to 30 feet away from where you tie your horses up. You go down a ladder, and then you're inside the cave. once you go all the way to the other side, when you look back from where you came, it looks like you're actually looking through the eye of a needle.
Oh, that's cool.
It is. And when the colors are in, I mean, when you look out the big hole of it, it is just breathtaking.
Wow.
Well, it's a beautiful place to ride, and we want to talk a little bit more about some of those trails, but we're going to take a quick break again and come back and talk more about the trails, and we're going to talk about how we can get in touch with you to make reservations, and we also want to talk about some of the things that you've got coming up. So we'll be back to talk more with CB and Bridget about Honey Creek Horse Camp. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio's Saddle Up America, heard around the world online at EquestrianLegacy.net.
On the trail that is called Panther Creek. But there's a loop part of that trail that is one of my favorite trails, but it's not a trail for a beginner, or maybe not even a trail for intermediate.
Or Gary.
They call it the O, which I'm not going to say the other part of the word. You can imagine it. It's very steep. It's got big rocks, and some of it's set up almost like a staircase that your horses jump up or down to get down the trail or up the trail, whichever it may be. But it is a fun trail. I do recommend it for everybody.
No, yeah. Not everybody.
And I have done that, Tina May. I've ridden down to Panther Creek. So, you know, one of the things.
We're not
going to
say what you said.
No, we won't say what I said when I first saw that thing, but or what I said when I found out I had to go back that same way. But
exactly.
You know, one of the neat things is that when you're back up in that part of the country, the rock is all sandstone, except for what you may go through in the creeks and streams there. So the footing is really good for the horses. And again, we have talked about when you go up to the Big South Fork, we really recommend people go with shoes, because there are some areas that you'd want to have shoes on your horses, but there's also a lot of sand due to the sandstone. So it's pretty easy. But so, Bridget, have you ridden down to Panther Creek?
Unfortunately, yes. But it is definitely one of those that I don't mind saying, I'll meet you on the other side.
All right.
You know, he doesn't lose me often, but there is a few that, whew, I just close my eyes and let my horse do what it's supposed to do.
Right. But, you know, talking about some of the different trails, you said you had three trailheads that were close to you. Talk a little bit about each of those. I mean, where do you go? What do you see?
Okay. We have one that's called Hurricane Ridge, which Hurricane Ridge goes out the back of our camp and takes you to the Panther Creek Loop, which you could use to actually go to the Needle's Eye also. And there's another branch off that trail that takes you to the Leatherwood Ford Overlook, which
okay.
is a really beautiful overlook overlooking the whole valley and the river.
Now, you do have to cross the O&W Railroad that at the bottom of the hill to cross back up. But you can make all of it a loop, or you can do it, you know, short trips here and there if you don't mind backtracking some.
Right.
That also can take you to the Jake's Overlook. So there again, you can make stuff loop, or you can make stuff just short trips back and forth.
Well, and one of the neat things about being in the Big South Fork is you do have a lot of fabulous overlooks, and you normally are able to ride to those overlooks, and they have places for you to tie your horses and then walk out to get a view. So those are pretty amazing, in addition to the sandstone formations that are out there. But there are over 180 miles of trails in the Big South Fork.
Yes.
I mean, you can go up there and ride for weeks and never cover everything that there is to see and do in the Big South Fork. But we were talking, CB, yesterday about some of the activities, because there are some folks that maybe you have a couple and one of them likes to ride and the other is not as interested in riding. There are other things to see and do up in that area, aren't there?
Yes, sir. There's actually a lot. If you like the outdoors, there's a lot to do. There's canoeing. There's unlimited amount of hiking you can do, kayaking. One of my other personal favorites is fishing, and I have not got to do that yet, but I plan on it this summer. It's open. They have a hunting season for people to hunt, and then we're not too far away from Rugby, which is a historic town. There's shops and places to eat, and they have the Big South Fork train in Stearns, Kentucky, which we haven't done yet, but our three-year-old boy would really like us to do that, so I'm sure we're going to be doing that pretty soon.
Well, there are a lot of things to see and do, and I know Tina May wanted to ask about some of the events and things that you guys have coming up. Tina May?
Absolutely. I want you to tell us about some rides that you've got coming up and just tell us what you got going on.
I'm going to say, starting tomorrow, we have the New Year's ride. Don't everybody forget that.
Got to start off on your horse for New Year's.
That's right. You know, nothing like starting off 2015. Being that we're new to the area, we have actually been asking people what they would like to do. We plan on a live band for Memorial Day, 4th of July, and Labor Day. We'll do our annual our second annual Thanksgiving chili cook-off coming up this year. That's for Thanksgiving. We're also going to do a Cowboys weekend and an ice cream social. Halloween will be dress up your horse and see who can get the best costumes.
Oh, wow. Wow.
A lot of fun events.
Tina May, ice cream social, Tina May.
Ooh, I got to be there.
That's right.
Yeah,
and I'll send you pictures,
favorite,
Gary.
Too.
Yeah, send me pictures of the ice, you know, your big bowl of ice cream. That'd be pretty cool.
With nuts
but
and all that good
stuff.
We would love
for people to give us ideas of what they'd like to see and what they'd like to do. Facebook has been our number one friend, and we love hearing from everybody and love seeing pictures and when they've been there before and things they'd like to do. So
we are open
We're
open to any and all suggestions from campers because, like we've said, this is our first year and our first experience with doing this, so we need feedback.
Good.
Okay, listeners. They're wanting your input, which I think is absolutely awesome for a campground owner to want to listen to the people that will be there and give your ideas to them. They're very open to suggestions. This is their first campground, and this is your first full year of owning the campground, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, just since October.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to coming there. I actually headed that way to go to Honey Creek, but it was closed also. So I am looking forward to coming and meeting you and your family and spending some time there at your campground and riding the Panther Creek. I'll have to send Gary pictures of that one as well.
Gosh, I'll meet you up there, Tina May. We'll do Panther Creek.
Oh, that would be real fun.
That would be pretty cool. Hey, listen, tell us how people can get in touch with you to make reservations and find out more about Honey Creek Campground.
Okay, our main phone number is 931-879-9950. Another number for us is 615-504-0480. We have a reservation line on our website, which is honeycreekhorsecamp.com. You can email us at honeycreekhorsecamp@hotmail.com. And you can always find us on Facebook. We have our friends page, we have our like page, and we also have a group. So please message us or tag us in anything, pictures that you've taken in the area in years past. We'd love to see it all.
And I'd like to mention that they are a Legacy Club Select campground. So
yes,
I'd love to. Absolutely. We're proud to have you.
Well, we are, and just a neat young couple. I look forward to meeting you up there at Honey Creek and doing some riding with you as well in the spring. And, again, it's honeycreekhorsecamp.com for the website.
Yes, sir.
All right, honeycreekhorsecamp.com for the website, and visit them on Facebook. You can also find them on our website at equestrianlegacy.net. and connect right there with them directly from our website. So, Bridget and CB, you guys are great. Best of luck to you in your first full year going into 2015. And I know you guys are excited about all of the things that are going to be happening with your campground up there. One of the best places to ride and enjoy seeing the trails and the sights in the Big South Fork. So, guys, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yes, thank you all for having us and giving us this opportunity.
All right, look
forward
to talking to
you. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right, thanks so much. Happy New Year to you. We'll be right back, and we'll talk more with Tina May about the year 2014 and what's coming up in 2015. You're listening to Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net.
Yes, we did, and I'm so excited for our winner of the Hydro Horse System. He's going to love it.
I think he will. Jerry Carey of Tennessee was the winner of the Hydro Horse System, our Legacy Club member. And, you know, 2014 has been a good year. We started Saddle Up America in August, and my bucket list is just growing. I mean, you know.
Mine is too.
Yeah, it's just amazing the great people out there that are hosting campgrounds and guest ranches and bed and breakfast all mm-hmm. across the country. And we've had guests on with campgrounds from Colorado to Tennessee and up into New York, I think, even. So Yeah. I mean, people are riding their horses all over this great Americas, and I'm just ready to get in the saddle. So,
me too.
You know, where to go first? That will be the difficult challenge for us. But
you know, I'm making my list for 2015. I'm making my list. I'm going to have to make a list. I got so many places to go, and I'm just excited about it. And, of course, you know, New Year's Day, I'll be on the back of my horse. I've done it for the last 15 years nonstop. I start my new year on the back of my horse.
Well, you started when you were, what, 2 or 3 then?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years old. What have you enjoyed the most so far as in your new career as a radio host?
Oh, it's the guests. And it's meeting people. It's the trail riders out there. You know, people amaze me. They absolutely amaze me. And they're my inspiration. It's getting these campgrounds out there. It's getting people to find out about new places from all over. Because sometimes, you know, when you're in your area and you ride, you know your places in your area. And this is just a way to let them find out about some of these gems that are out there to take their horses and to have a wonderful vacation and go out there and see new sights. And I just love it, all of it. And the guests that we have on the show, and you, Gary.
Oh, well, thank
you're
you
so
very
awesome.
Much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And you've been a joy to work with this year, too. And, yeah, there's some great places, everything from the boutique small campgrounds to the mega-sized campgrounds we visited with, mm-hmm. and activities. You just pick what you'd like to do, and it's out there for you. And I will remind folks right now that all of the shows on Equestrian Legacy Radio are available in our archive podcast, so you can go back and listen to past shows. I'm grateful for our regular guests that we have on. We have Susanna Gibson with the mm-hmm. publisher of the Trailblazer magazine that's with us each month, and we have Robert Eversole, the Trailmeister, and mm-hmm. he's just a hoot to visit with, and so much information from Robert. And then, of course, our longtime friend, Jim McGarvey, the chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America. And gosh, those guys yep. are doing a whole lot to help keep the trails open for all of us so that we have places to ride both in the backcountry and the front country. So a lot of fun things that are going to be coming up in 2015. This is our last show for 2014. And
I know.
Yeah, you know, we talked about our legacy club. We talked about our weekly and our monthly giveaways and then kept promoting our year-end grand prize. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, here it is, the end of the year.
I
and
know.
So, yeah, 2015 is going to be a lot of fun. But as we look at 2015, who do we have coming up next Tuesday on Saddle Up America?
Well, next week we have Jim McGarvey, chairman of Backcountry Horsemen of America. And then we'll be talking with Steve Shaw, talking about great American adventures and his week-long Western adventure rides. It's a little different than what we normally have on the show, but we have listeners of all types, and he's got these great week-long adventure rides that I'm interested in. It's another on my bucket list.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting show because Steve puts on events at different guest ranches and locations across the country, and people mm-hmm. from around the world come in and join in on those rides. So that will be fun to talk with Steve, and of course always a pleasure to have Jim on the show. On Sunday we have Blessed Trails with Belinda Gale that started back in October, and I hope people are tuning in at 9 o'clock on Sunday morning or listening to the archive podcast. Belinda's had some great guests. Yeah, she's such a sweetheart, and you mm-hmm. know, such a talented lady. Great, great music, but she brings on great guests that actually just kind of open up and share their faith and share their stories as well as their music. So that's on Sunday mornings at 9. And then, of course, the Campfire Cafe, which is our original program, every Thursday at noon. And I'm real excited. I have a new co-host that's going to be joining me January the 8th. So yeah. Bobby Jean Bell from Santa Clarita, California. Is an exciting young lady. She's been involved in radio for about 4 years on the West Coast, and she'll be part of our family beginning in January. So just a lot of exciting things that are coming up, and we hope that our shows are informative and entertaining and maybe kind of reach out and lift people up as well. So we appreciate our audience, we appreciate our guests, and we appreciate our sponsors so very much for making Equestrian Legacy Radio's programming possible. And we hope you'll join us for each of our shows or join us for our podcast and catch up with what's been going on. Any final thoughts for the day as we're leaving 2014?
Well, I do want to encourage our listeners to become a Legacy Club member. It's free, and there's lots of perks. But I also want to tell our listeners to approach the new year with hope for new beginnings. And I want to wish everyone, and you too, Gary, to have a very blessed and happy new year.
Well, Tina May, thank you, and look forward to 2015 with you, and wish you and your family a very happy new year and happy trails January the 1st when you're out there enjoying your horse and enjoying the trails. And we appreciate our audience. We appreciate you listening, and we remind you, as always, if you climb in the saddle,
get ready for the ride.
Get ready for the ride on Equestrian Legacy Radio, heard around the world online at equestrianlegacy.net. Thanks for listening.
buffalo.
Thank you.